A lot of people talk about pain, but this is what you call pain. Deep pain in the hearts of mothers, millions of mothers, different mothers, whose sons lay dead, dead in the goddamn streets, at the hand of some racist cop or some brainwashed black man. God, I pray for a sense of self-worth, a sense of value. I pray for land, a land in which we the people, I mean our own people, can go and redefine our own culture, God and lifestyle. Sometimes I find myself praying for human rights, but sometimes it seems that my kind ain't even human. They treat us like animals, three-fifths of a nigga, then give us a trigger, then lock us up for the way they trained us to act. Then they got the nerve to send me off to some war to fight for my voluntary slavery, when back in the hood they feed my people crack like lab rats. Yeah, little nigga guinea pigs for Dr. Frankenstein, who's been commissioned by Uncle Sam to make a nigga community that will self-destruct. And they self-destructing by the thousands in project housing. And Nino, the super Negro ghetto hero, has been programmed to reprogram the minds of the children. The children. God bless the children. Hopeless and temporarily innocent. Because the innocence leaves when mama receives that phone call. You know that phone call that says Big Brother's dead? Dead in the goddamn streets? Makes me want to pledge allegiance. Allegiance to change. It might sound strange, but baby, I pray for revolution. An absolute change to put an end to all the historical changes and lies that have dehumanized my people. Yeah, so go get all them real niggas and them bitch killers. And if they really real and they really down, let's kill that bitch Lady Liberty with a lying ass. Yeah, death to Lady Liberty. Death to Lady Liberty and life. Life to liberation. The liberation of black people. Yeah, liberation is what I pray for. And that's what you can call pain.